come from Drew Barrymore. I love your ET, by the way. My dad is in Mexico.
I still talk the same. I do. I hear my own voice sometimes. I'm like, oh my god, I sound exactly the same, but like with a valley tinge. Growing up in the valley in the 80s is really just, it affects you for the rest of your life. And you're trying to hold like an intelligent conversation like in a boardroom, and you're like, oh my god, it's going to be like amazing. And you're like, please take me serious. I'm capable even though I sound not.
She has such a good sense of humor about it. She did Saturday Night Live, and all these characters in the opening were making fun of her. It was just like everyone on the show making fun of her. And I don't know any other actor or actress would have been not only willing to do that, but like embrace it, but like, hell yeah, let's definitely do this. It was fun. Good sports.
You kind of answered that question earlier about the writing and stuff, I guess, was the next thing. The photography is...
I think continuing to challenge myself and find things in my life personally, balance and spirituality and spending time with my friends and, just traveling more and learning about different cultures and living life to its fullest. And if I'm so lucky to do so. I'm sorry, I feel bad because I like sort of like pointed to you and like,
I'm sorry.
Yep, we've in one question.
Liz? Another one?
No,
lady behind.
Beautiful lady.
Oh, okay.
Hi. You guys had mentioned that you did a lot of improvisation with the movie. I was just wondering how much of that made its way into the movie. And to me, improvisation seems terrifying. So when you're actually kind of doing that type of work, what percentage of the time does it just not work and things just fall flat and it's embarrassing?
Fortunately, when you have such good teammates around you, like Jason Sudeikis and Charlie Dan and Applegate, they're all so smart. They're all so quick. And if the ball drops a little bit, then someone's usually there between the group of us to pick it up. The other thing that these guys are really good at is not going off. A lot of times you find, if you're given license to improvise, some people abuse it and they go looking for jokes, you know, outside the page. And the best ones, guys like Vince Vaughn and Seth Rogen, those guys are really good actors, so they stay within the confines of the scene, you know, and they stay true to the intention of the scene. And what did I say?
Nothing.
What? Did I use a bad example?
No, you used an excellent example.
Am I sounding pretentious?
No, not at all.
Did I say you were directing a movie that you're not doing it?
No.
So anyway, these guys are all really focused, and they're great. At the end of the day, they're all really gifted actors, so they know how to stay within the scene. But I don't know how much made it from, and also
I would say
no,
50% of the movie is improvised, and 50% of it is the script.
A lot of it, yeah.
And that being said, you know, we would shoot the script and then shoot improvised takes, so the point of the scene was still the same. It would just, the dialogue would be fresher, and there'd be new jokes that weren't on the page that were so much funnier, and I think their chemistry really came alive. I mean, the scenes between them, where they were just able to riff with each other, whether it, you know, from the handheld stuff that we did that was completely unscripted to even just
like the bong
date scenes or the bong scene, yeah.
Or the
right.
scene at dinner, like
the restaurant, the Italian restaurant.
Our last date
where
we're in the same town. And,
they just made those scenes so much funnier and more intimate and just so much more fresh than they were on the page. So
it does,
you know,
feel like you're actually watching a couple in the throes of relationship.
Yeah,
that's,
you feel like you're really watching them fall in love, and you want to watch them fall in love, and they're enjoyable to watch fall in love. And
well, we'll see.
But the best form in which to improvise is to, first of all, have a director who empowers you like that, which meant that, but also to have a script that's as on its own very solid. It's a great place to go off from. A lot of times you improvise out of necessity to make something that's kind of bad or mediocre, make it, you know, palatable, make it somewhat okay. And whereas this was already there, the script was really good. So
I will tell you though, there was one scene in this movie, and it's almost the last scene of the film, and we were literally, we rewrote it up into the last second, and we got the scene at the concert when you guys are reuniting.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And because we were rethinking the ending to the last minute, you know, we started doing the lines, and both Drew and Justin, to their credit, felt very uncomfortable. They were like, this feels too expository, this doesn't feel genuine, but we're there, and like, you know, all the crew's waiting, and you only have so much time during the day, and we're in the trailer, like, completely freaking out, like, oh my God, we have to rethink this, and you know, I think that the end result was like this really beautiful, genuine, simple dialogue that the two of them came up with, that although we were flipping out at the, or I was at least, I was like, oh my God, I hope this works out. And it made the scene so much better than if we had just stuck to what was on the page, or, you know, riffed in a way where it was simply trying to be funny and not really get at the emotion of that scene. So,
or try and wrap everything up in like a Hollywood bow. I'm sort of like, God, what happens the next day for these people? And life is a process, and it's a little bit gray in this movie, and I think that's very true to life.
And that was the way the tone of the rest of the movie was, so we wanted to respect that.
Yeah, but not leave it depressing, but like give some hope, but like not be like, it's all fixed. Because that's not life. That's just not the way it works.
So my character becomes a pre-op transsexual.
And I don't know if it's going to work out.
Yeah.
Go watch them fall in love and see what happens. September 10th, it opens. And thank you so much, you guys,
thank
for
you.
For your
time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.